Well, when this festival began, it was an idea of a priest, young priest, Tom Dennis. And he just got together interested people in the community, people from churches and people from arts organizations. And they actually started with a liturgical and sacred art exhibit, which we have continued now through 10 biennial festivals. And that was going to be the idea, I understand. They were just happy that they were going to have this liturgical and sacred art exhibit. But when he met with that group of people of around 11 or 15, they said, well, why don't we ask other churches what kind of arts events they would be having? And so it grew out of the communications they had with different churches, I would say.
And you have a lot of churches that participate in this throughout the whole community.
Yes, we have 12 people, sorry, including me, on the board at this time. And every one of those people are affiliated with a church. And then we have people who come to bring exhibits from their churches. That will be on Wednesday, May 7th at Westminster Presbyterian. And we list those churches, of course, as participating. And most thankfully, we are very, very happy to say that we are guests this year at the First Christian Church, the First Presbyterian Church, Westminster Presbyterian Church, and the Church, the St. Francis of Assisi Church, which is the Hospital Sisters.
Well, we'll talk in a moment about some of the actual events that are going to be taking place, but we were discussing before we sit down here how you once in a while get people scratching their heads a bit when you tell them the liturgical arts, that they're not sure exactly what it is. So maybe give us a little more background about what this is all about.
Well, this started, and when you think of artwork, people would be creating art that refers to their faith. And so that word liturgy and liturgical really fit for the sacred art exhibit. Many churches still do have liturgical objects, the Roman Catholic Church, Hindu temple. So these are objects of their faith. We have now called these objects of devotion because the Native American, for instance, we have a Native American exhibitor this year, Joyce Serbeck Harris, and she is going to bring objects of devotion from her faith. So liturgical objects actually refer to your beliefs, and that is simply what they are.
We're talking with Sally Schaefer, president of the Liturgical Arts Festival of Springfield, which takes place May 3rd through the 7th, the 20th year for the event. Sally, when we also talk about art and spiritual in a spiritual nature, there are probably some people who are turned off by that idea, or at least are a little bit hesitant to maybe want to participate. Maybe their faith is not terribly strong. Maybe they don't belong to a church. But that doesn't mean they can't participate and be part of this.
This is definitely open to the public. And when you plan a festival like this for 2 years, you're just hoping there will be thousands of people come. You can come to any of these churches dressed very casually. There is no admission charge. And we'll have a little reception afterwards at every one of these events this year. This makes it very friendly, I think. And I know that people like jazz and Monday night, Jane Hartman and her friends will be presenting jazz in a sacred context, but also just some maybe light classical music. So I think there's a lot of variety in the festival, so you could choose where you would like to come.
When we talk about spiritual expression in the arts, when you go go way back through the years, I mean, that really was often the inspiration for much art, whether it was music, whether it was some type of visual arts. That's really oftentimes what motivated people to do what they did.
Most of our history and music comes from the church. It was not very many hundreds of years has it been secular focused. As you said, if you look back in history, most of the music that was appreciated and even heard was sacred music. At this time, we want to celebrate that rich heritage. So I know the Heritage Ensemble from Peoria on Tuesday night will be singing spirituals and gospel songs, things that are part of the American sacred heritage.
And why don't you give us more of an idea of what the rundown of events will be?
Well, we can start on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and if you have a family and they like to do some artwork, Elizabeth Marcy will be there at 10 o'clock to lead us in an arts workshop. We hope we might create something that would be made into a huge display that will be on display during the Liturgical Arts Festival. I think I mentioned that we have the opening of the Liturgical and Sacred Art Exhibit on Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, and that is with an opening reception. We will be also honoring Tom Dennis, the founder of that reception. And on Sunday, May 4th, Dale Rogers, who is our vice president in charge of program and also the director of this event, will be directing the Westminster Choir, and he will be playing the organ, and he has invited members of the Millikan Brass to play with the choir. And then we are also happy to have the Capitol Chamber Singers singing that evening. And Sunday evening, Robin Austin, who is our Park District Caroloner, will be doing sacred and spiritual selections at the Carillon. And people might like to know, they can go up in the Carillon as he's playing.
Then you mentioned, of course, Jane Hardman will be performing on Monday with the jazz performance, and then Tuesday, the African-American Spirituals and Songs.
And those African-American Spirituals and Songs, that's a group that we've invited back because we've had so many requests, they want to hear them again. So if you haven't heard this ensemble of around 40 singers, please do come on Tuesday evening to First Presbyterian Church.
The Heritage Ensemble of Peoria?
Yes.
Okay.
Then on Wednesday evening, we have events starting at Westminster Presbyterian Church at 5 o'clock. There are around 10 different faiths that will be having exhibits. The last is a multi-faith celebration at 7 p.m. This is going to include many, many different performing groups and many different speakers. So we're going to have Drums of Africa. David Tell will be playing Native American flute. We'll have Fresh Visions Community Church vocal groups, Amy Flores cello, The Walnuts. Dale Rogers, our program chairman, will be playing the organ. This is a service, and I say service because it's in a sanctuary, but I think it's more of a celebration. And there will be no sermon, but there will be short readings of Thanksgiving.